Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 12 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Bianca Rose, Teresa, and Shara. Say hello, ladies.
Hello. Hello.
How are we?
Were we?
The week is weaking again, for sure. Hey, everybody, welcome. Look at that.
Definitely weaking again. Hey, that was me.
That was you.
Mama, I made it.
I know, right?
But everybody's week was all right, I guess.
The week came by fast enough, so okay. Let's start there.
Let's start there. All right. To everyone watching us live on YouTube, Facebook, or IG, hello. It's nice to see you all again. As you guys know, we always start our episodes with our highs and lows. So if you guys are in the chat and want to share your highs and lows with us, make sure to do so. Just pop it in there and we'll go ahead and share those with the world for you. But as always, we're going to start with our lows. Shari, we're going to start with you today. What was your low for the week?
Where do I start? No. let's just say there's a few lows. So this week was the first week, at my job. My boss left. Last week was her last week. So it's definitely been different. Like, she was kind of like, you know, my person at work. Mm-hmm. So now that she's not there, it's definitely a little weird. So it's definitely been a week, just, you know, different, challenging. I drove home from Disneyland, so that was a low. I don't want to be here. I'd rather be there. Right. And yeah, I realized I just fucked up on something for work for next week, but I'll have to figure out how to fix that problem tomorrow. So
that sounds like a tomorrow problem.
That's a tomorrow problem.
So yeah, those are my lows for the week.
Fuck, she had multiple. Bianca, what about you?
Well, I just wanted to stick with one, and I'll just keep it real simple because apparently everyone had a rough week, but recently I think my ear is getting infected, like my earring is getting infected, so I had to take them out today after like my shower, like, or before the shower or whatever. But I'm like, I only have had my ears pierced for like 2 years. I never had them pierced as a child, so it's kind of disappointing to say that if it turns out bad, then I'm going to cry because I finally feel like a pretty girl where I get to wear earrings and now it's getting infected. So.
Aww. Were you wearing a fake earring?
Girl, I don't know. I was switching them out finally. So I was just playing, being, you know, Little Miss Pretty Girl.
Yeah. See, I cannot wear fake jewel, like earrings. It will get infected like real quick. So yeah. I have to always.
I'm learning. I just don't know. I just switched them out. Like often enough that I don't know which one triggered it. So it's kind of like,
Yeah.
So I'm just going to write this one out. Hopefully it doesn't close. And then we'll just try again another day.
Go back to the originals that you had.
Yeah.
It's good advice. Good job, Sherry.
That way it doesn't close. And it'll heal. If it doesn't irritate you, it'll heal with it. Just keep it lubricated.
Yeah, I think I need to at least put some ointment or hydrogen peroxide. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Yes.
Or like something. I just need to like clean it out a little bit more. I washed it, but like I just need to apply something.
Give it some love. Follow us for more life tips. Yeah.
What about you, T? What was your low for the week?
So I had a few lows as well. The biggest low I had was, so if you guys watched last week's episode, you guys know that it was my youngest daughter's birthday last week on Wednesday. Well, Thursday she got sick. And she's literally been sick up until like this morning was the last time she broke into a fever. She has a freaking ear infection. So it's been a long couple days for my husband and I. And then on top of that, my internet at home went out due to like wind conditions, apparently from yesterday that broke something. And so I was freaking out about today's show because I'm like, the internet to do the show. But I'm gonna transition into my high now. Michelle saved me. So shout out to Michelle, who's always on our IG chat. But I am at her home right now, streaming live. So thanks, Michelle.
I love a woman who comes in clutch for us. Thank you.
She is that woman. Thank you, Michelle. What about you, ladies? What was your high?
You can go, B.
I was like, oh, okay. My high, which can we show Jada Countess's comment of what her high and low was, because that is actually my high. So this weekend, we decided to learn the choreography to Lady Gaga's new song, Abracadabra. There's no reason
for it. Can you guys film this?
I told her we need to go do the routine in her backyard because she has a camera, a security camera that her parents have access to. I said, tell them to watch us and then see if we're on beat. Like, they can tell us how we're doing. But it's like,
all that's filmed.
It's a lot of exercise because, like, Lady Gaga's song is just so, like, artsy and just really intense choreographed. So we're like, no, we can totally do this. So for no reason at all, there's no talent show. There's no reason for us to learn this except for the fact that we just wanted to learn it. So we're like, let's pour our drinks, put it on the TV, and from the top, 5, 6, 7, 8, let's go.
Boom, cat.
Right.
Like YouTube videos of other people trying to explain to us how we're doing it. They're like, yeah, we're going to break it up into sections. So we're like, okay, section one, down, section two, down, section three, what the fuck? Play that 10 seconds back. I don't know how he's transitioning from that one move to another. And it was, yeah.
Gaga definitely humbled me. She humbled me.
But we got a good a couple 8 counts down.
I need video proof or it's not real.
Right.
We're going to see. We'll see how so it goes.
We can play it here. real quick, catching us up on some comments over here. So Vicky Marie said, yay, I finally had enough brain cells to remind myself to catch y'all live. Woohoo!
Hey, welcome Vicky
to
the Marie.
Live
chat. Hello. Make sure you participate. We'll include all your comments over here. And then Michelle, again, coming in clutch. She said, sisterhood of the traveling Wi-Fi. and yes, this was my favorite comment so far, though. Jada Countess said, shh, my show is on.
Yeah.
That's right. We're here. All right. So, Shari, did you show you?
No.
Yeah. He has not gone yet. I always have too long of stories. I over-explain things.
It's okay. That's why we love you. That's why we keep you around.
My high was I actually got to celebrate in Disneyland this weekend because my baby girl's 4th birthday was on Sunday. So I took her and my son to Disneyland for the weekend, and it was a total blast.
How was it on with the kids? Just you and the kids in Disneyland.
You said, how was it?
Yeah.
It was good, actually. Yeah. You know, just a good time. But the part that humbled me was I asked your goddaughter on the way home. I'm like, so did you have fun? She's like, yeah. I said, what was your favorite part? What was your favorite ride? She said, the unicorn. I'm like, girl, that was the most expensive ticket to fucking ride a carousel. But okay, cool.
Oh, it was the carousel.
Aww.
It was the Disney carousel.
You had to
carousel.
Pay extra for that?
No, but like we went to Disneyland to ride the carousel. That's what you enjoyed most. We could have went anywhere on the carousel, okay?
It's the little things.
Really?
It was definitely a good time. They took me out of my comfort zone. I rode rides that I wouldn't normally not ride, but I try to do things so that they aren't afraid, because I kind of grew up that way, like not doing things because my parents were afraid. And so, you know, it definitely took me out of my comfort zone, and we kind of did everything, and it was a good time, just me and them.
I can vouch for this because I went to an amusement park with Shari before, and she didn't get on any of the rides with me.
I walk straight over the ride, and I'm gonna wait for y'all here. Cause
yep, she'll find a little spot to sit down at. She'll be like, I'll be here.
So I'll hold the purses.
I'll hold the
hats.
I
yeah.
do not ride rides, and I literally got on everything that we rode. So,
no.
Aww. I love yeah. that.
Next time Shari comes to San Antonio, we're going to take her to Six Flags and make her all the rides.
We don't need to.
Yeah, we do.
My stomach's still in LA. Somewhere in my throat. I don't like that shit, but it's okay.
You're going to ride all the rides.
I think I'm an adrenaline junkie, so I would definitely like doing roller coasters and things like that.
I love roller coasters.
I get enough adrenaline just living life. It's okay. It's a struggle.
I get adrenaline from crossing the street without looking both ways. What are you talking about? I'm easily.
Oh, Jada Contessa said, good for you. Good for you.
Tanky, stinky.
Michelle on our IG said, I don't do any rides since Angel forced me onto Kinda Ka. Is that how you say that? Kinda Ka?
I don't know what ride that is. Is that?
I don't know what ride that is either.
And I don't want to know.
Sounds like a Universal Studio type.
I don't want to know. Well, she said she'll hold purses with you. So
yeah, we can hold purses and eat because that's all I go to amusement parks for anyway.
Y'all are boring.
Y'all are way too right. Amusement park, how are you going to be amused?
Thank you.
The rides.
I walk around and talk shit about people. That is an amusement.
Yes, that is kind of
talking about an expensive unicorn. That's an expensive sightseeing.
Exactly. Exactly.
I always say I paid to go eat. I paid to spend money. That's amusement park. My whole life.
To get in to pay more.
Yeah. I tell everybody that if you're going with me to a music park, that is the whole, that's my program. That's it.
Jada Contessa said, Shelly's too short to ride. Oh. I mean, she is a little person, but if Bianca can get on, Michelle can get on. We're good.
I'm taller than Michelle by like an inch or two.
Are you taller than her?
Michelle, how tall are you? Because I'm 5 foot. I'm 5'1" on my good days. I'm 5'5" in my heels. Yes. And so I'm awesome. 6 foot on WebEx.
Michelle said, turkey legs, talk shit, hearing other people scream, and funnel cake.
Shout out to hearing other people scream because it legitly saved me on rides because I could brace myself for what was coming. So, like, we did the Princess Tiana ride, and, like, every time, I did not realize it was that many dips on that ride, okay, because I never rode the ride that it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then so happened to get in line. I'm like, let me go look at the review. Oh, there's a big dip. Oh, there's a couple dips when you get on the ride, and you realize there's a couple dips. So every time I just grab my baby, and I'm like, you ready? I'm like, okay, baby, we about to dip. Like, I was like, how did I put her on this road? Like, this ride, I felt so bad for her, but she thugged it out.
Do you think it would, like, scare you more to, like, know that you're anticipating the dips and turns and
loops? But at least I can hold my breath because I don't like that feeling like when you're going and you can't breathe. So I always hold my breath.
Yeah.
So at least with the screens, I'm like, oh, we're about to dip. Okay, hold your breath, grab your baby.
To that point, like, my fear on roller coasters, I'll still get on them, but my fear is that it doesn't always feel secure. Like a seatbelt or the holding bars. I'm like, there are three loops, and all that's holding me is this bar right here.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I'm over here like.
Bar, so I was worried. It was water. It was a lot going on. If you know me, I don't do water either. It was a lot going on that ride, but we survived it. That's all I'm going to say.
You made it.
You were a role model that day. You know, she doesn't know it yet, but she's going to appreciate that.
One day, mom will tell her the story of the first time
definitely.
I went to Disneyland. I thugged it out, girl.
She'll never let that one down. She'll hear that the rest of her life.
For real. Oh, wow. Look, Jada Contessa is giving some sound advice. She said, no, don't hold your breath. I passed out as a child.
Oh, girl, I hold my breath every time. I don't like dips. That is wild. We're going to pray on that one. I'm going to pray and hold my breath next time.
It's too late now. You already did it.
I timed the big drop though. I was like, it's a 5 second drop.
Girl, you really do your research on those?
Lord.
Man.
I didn't realize you were this scared.
I don't do rides. I don't like heights and things of that nature. I don't like not being in control.
Yes, you are a control freak. So yeah.
Fair enough. Michelle also said that she's 4'11 and a half. I'll give you that half, Michelle.
That half counts.
It does count in this case.
Yeah. All right. Well, today's episode, because this week on Saturday is going to be International Women's Day. Yes. What would life be without a woman?
Bullshit.
There would be no life. Anyway, we are going to be talking all about women empowerment today and just being a boss bitch and all that fun stuff. So again, if you guys are watching live, feel free to join us, share your opinions, ask us questions, whatever you like in the chat, so that we can make the episode more dynamic with y'all. All right, so first things first, when you guys hear the term women empowerment, what do you guys think? Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Rosie the Riveter.
What?
Isn't she the one that like does the little thing?
Yeah.
That's
the first thing you think of? That's hilarious.
Empowerment. I don't know.
Empowerment. Okay. Fair enough. Char?
I think boss bitch. Boss that is. Just doing it.
Like for me, I think women supporting women. That's the first thing that comes to mind is women supporting women. Oh, jaded Contessa. I'm going to leave that one over there. But I think about women supporting women. That's the first thing I think about when I think women empowerment. But getting to the boss babe thing, right? Is it really a boss babe or are we burnt out? Let's talk about it.
You know, I like to think of it more as multitasking. I think we can do both. You know,
we are good,
at that because there are days when, like, I feel like I accomplish the most shit when I'm most burnt out, if that makes any sense. Because it's like I have to push myself and it's like, you can't give up. You got to keep going. You got to do this. You got to finish it. So I feel like those are the days when it's like, oh, I was tired, burnt out, but I leveled up too. So it's like I have those days a lot. So I think you can do both.
What about you, B?
I definitely think it's about perspective of you're doing, like of you, whatever it is that you're doing, because you can be a boss babe and have full on motivation, like, damn, I'm going to do this. Or you can have that mindset of, fuck, if I don't do it, who else is? You know, sometimes you can be independent or you can be just surviving.
Yeah. No, for me, it's, yes, boss babe, and you know, we leveled up as women in general in society, right? We typically nowadays make more money than men even do, which wasn't the case before. You know, we've got all this stuff, but I feel like the responsibilities of life have not changed. So to Jaded Contessa's point in her comment saying it can be both, right? Yes, we can be a boss babe, but fuck, I'm fucking tired, y'all. Like, I'm tired of being a boss babe. I'm like, I want to be a baby now. But because if you think about it, like, we got to go to work, we got to outperform whoever, right? Especially if you work in like a male dominated type of industry, which I used to when I worked in wireless, you know, you have to do better than that. And when you're a boss, you're a bitch. But if a man's a boss, then he's just a boss. You know what I mean? So it's like we have to give all that extra effort. And then not only that, if you have kids, you still got to be a good mom. And, you know, you're looked down upon if you put career before your children. Or the other way around. You know, some people get looked down on if they put their children before their job. Like, it just depends on who you're talking to. So it's like that exhaustion of never.
It's never ending.
Never ending.
Vicky Marie in the Instagram comment said, my big thing is in the workplace, it's almost like you have to choose between being seen as pretty or as smart. And you're too threatening if you're too many positive things. And that's a good point. Like too many positive things starts to become threatening.
Yeah. But why is that? Like, why do you guys think that is?
I think it has a lot to do with, like, one, with men being just intimidated. So let's just use the word intimidation, right? With men are very easily intimidated by women. Men want to be seen as the boss, right? And they don't get the negative connotation when they are that way. So, of course, when women do it, they're intimidated by it because they know more than likely you will outboss them. Right. And then with intimidation, even with women against each other, like We want to be women empowerment, but that is a very, it's a fine line between women empowerment and intimidation between women.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you know, like she said, like being smart or being too pretty or, you know, like you're too cute. People think you sleep your way to the top. You're, you know, it's like you can never win. It's always something. And then, you know, it's just all the negative things start to come out. And yeah, I just, it's rough. It's rough being a woman. Let's just say that.
It definitely is. And going back to the whole, like you have to choose between being seen as pretty or smart. Like, why? Why can't we be both?
Right.
Why can't we be more than that? You know what I mean? But I do get what she's saying as far as like, yeah, you know, there's this or that. It can never be both. But I'm like, fuck it. Let's break the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Be both, Vicky. Be both.
you are both.
She is both.
Anyone who tells you different is finding you intimidating.
Exactly.
But there is a lot of like contradictions in a positive perspective and that negative connotation of it. Because like I was told growing up a lot, like even to this day, that I get told that I'm aggressive. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm not aggressive. I'm assertive.
There's That's a big difference. That's a big difference.
It's like, but how you see me, if you see me as aggressive, then you are threatened by me. That's that negative connotation that you're going to give me. But I'm trying to see myself as someone who is assertive and direct, and I'm going to stand up for myself. It's not a bad thing. You just don't like it.
Yep. A lot of people just don't like, not necessarily confrontation. They don't like it when people don't always agree with them. And so when you have someone like the three of us who are opinionated and strong in our opinions, but can still convey them in a professional manner.
Because per my last email,
bitch. That's what I want to say sometimes, but you know, it's frowned upon by management. I don't understand how we've gotten this far and yet it's still like unbalanced when it comes to the workplace, at least, you know?
I think like also to say that we've come this far, realize that it hasn't even been that long either. Like we still are trying to get rights, and then we're also trying to keep the rights that we just got. So it's not like we've been doing this for long. We're already challenging ourselves and each other to like keep us back in that traditional mindset that we worked so hard to get out of. And again, to that point, like it has not been that long that we sometimes are still stuck in that traditional mindset of battling, should I be that stay-at-home housewife? Should I put my kids first? Or do I want to, can I do both? Can I push myself to do that? But at what cost? Because now I'm fighting, you know, the modern times of men also thinking in that traditional way. They want the traditional, you know, relationship or female to have that traditional female role. And we're still battling with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest challenge. It's not just individually, but as a society, we're still fighting the women's traditional role because it hasn't even been that long for most of the stuff that we have or have been able to do.
It has not. And unfortunately, with the way things are going right now, we're kind of going backwards instead of forward.
And I was just getting ready to say that. Like, I think now, just talking about women empowerment and, like, women having each other's backs and, you know, just collectively coming together, like, now is the time to do it. Because the few steps that we have taken in such a short amount of time, like, we're being stripped of everything. Again, it's happening. Like, you know, clearly we don't even have the rights to our own bodies. Like, you know, like everything is happening. And that in itself is a lot, says a lot, you know, of where they want us to be and where they're trying to keep us. And, you know, they're trying to make us complacent. And it's not fair because people before us have fought to get us to where we are right now. And, you know, I just think that as women and collectively, we can't just bow down to what's happening to us right now. We can't just not talk about it. We can't not stand up for ourselves. Like, we have to be active and get involved in whatever it is. And unfortunately, that takes more time away from us and, you know, life and work and kids and everything else. But mm-hmm. if we don't do it, what happens to our children?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we have daughters and, you know, do I sit back and be silent about it? Absolutely not. I'm not going to be silent about it.
That's the part that worries me the most.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing. Now that I have daughters, I'm like, fuck, man. It's rough.
That's a similar conversation that I've had with my mom too, because like I have two younger sisters and my mom, she's married. So whenever I bring up things that are sensitive topics, such as like the women's rights and things like that, I'm like, Mom, I need you to care more and be terrified because, yes, you are married. Your daughters are not. All of us are not married. We have nothing to our name. Like, everything can be taken from us. And who do we have? Like, if we were just theoretically, if we were to lose access to our bank accounts, or we, you know, lose access, we can't go anywhere without a husband, like anything like that, that reverts back to what it was even 60 years ago, mm-hmm. who do we have that could get access to my money, my things that I have now? I don't have anybody. I said, Mom is married. She has someone to lean on. We don't have the father. We don't have the husband. We don't have sons to help us. For the women who don't have those male role models, or I'm sorry, those male roles in our lives to help save us in those situations. So having to be more aware of the impact that it has on those kind of individuals.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. You made a great point. Like, what happens if we revert so far back that without a male around, you know, what can you do? Right. I mean, knock on wood, hopefully we never get to that point, but it's starting to look a little handmade-ish, you know.
I'm saying that. I said it as a joke, but now it's not funny.
Right. Like, I used to say it as a joke, but to your point, not funny at all anymore.
Not funny.
But because of that, going back to what Shari said, like, we as women have to do better at supporting one another. Because a lot of time, the criticism, the hate, the backstabbing and all of that is coming from other women. It's coming from a place of insecurity or jealousy or things of that nature. But I'm like, man, if we can't stand up for one another and have each other's backs, how are we ever going to get through this male dominated society that we live in? You know what I mean? Like, how are we ever gonna do that if we can't even fucking get along with each other? Because I'll be the first one to tell you, like, growing up, female friendships for me were difficult because there was a lot of that, you know, like there was a lot of like just secrecy and talking shit and they want what you have and, you know, all those things. And it honestly made me feel way more comfortable with my male friends than I did with my female friends. Because the guys were at least honest and upfront and, you know, a little more transparent, at least the ones that I was around. But like, we have to do better as women. Because being each other's worst critics, especially in this time, it just doesn't work.
And they know that. And it is set up for us to fail. And this is, you know, because, I mean, even realistically, if you think about it, right, we're torn now. You have women who fully support this, right, and who are here for it. And you have those that aren't. And it's all intentionally done. Everything. Some people are okay with where things are going.
Yeah.
That's and very true. I don't understand how. Like, you know, like, I don't get that. I know everything isn't for me to understand, but like, I don't get why women would think that this is okay for anybody. Yep. That bothers me.
Same.
It's a scary, scary world, scary time. So ladies, get together with your best friends and start a riot. That's just how I feel.
So switching to a more positive note, what are some things that we as women can do to support one another, to better empower one another.
Going back to like the love languages that we talked about, right? Love on each other, right? Words of affirmation is huge just in a woman's group and a woman's community, because you don't get that often, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I walk past women, I'm, hey, beautiful. Like, you know, like, just make a woman feel good. Hype her up, because we all know that's something that we all want, right? You want to be hyped up. Using things like that, like, just supporting each other's adventures and endeavors. Like, be supportive of one another. Whether you're where you want to be in life, like, everybody's time isn't the same, you know? And just because she's successful in this moment doesn't mean you're never going to be. Right. But maybe she put in more work, you know? Like, I don't know. It's hard, because like, I, right, like, not having those, you know, friendships. I told y'all before, I don't like people, you know, but I think even at the end of the day, yeah, be each other's safe space. I think that's perfectly said. Like, be each other's safe space.
Yeah, I think it's important to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to let others know that it's okay to be vulnerable. Yeah. Like, I have no problem telling you what I'm insecure about or what I don't know or what I cannot do, because there is strength in solidarity, right? It's not always like strength in numbers to start a riot, but also strength in numbers to know that I'm struggling with this and so are you. And so we can lean on each other to you know, pull each other through something.
Yeah.
Or just mesh together. Like, your strong points can be my weak points. And my, you know, like, and vice versa. Like, if we all work together, we can accomplish things. We can accomplish a lot. But it can't be the backstabbing. It can't be the talking behind each other's backs or feeling some type of way because you're doing more than, you know, like, all that cannot be involved. Your egos, mm-hmm. let's just say that. Egos cannot be involved.
I was going to say, like, yeah, like, everyone has a story, right? Everyone has their shit. Nobody's perfect. You know, to your guys's point, like, they might have done something to get them where they are. So if you as a woman ever feel like that jealousy starting to rise, or that envy in some kind of way, shut it down and instead maybe go ask them how they accomplished this. Mm. Go ask them what they did. Maybe they're willing, if they're that type of woman, they're willing to share that knowledge with you to help you, you know, glow. And so it's like, instead of criticizing, like, ask questions instead, get answers instead of making assumptions. Mm-hmm. And we can be better at that. And that goes back to the same comment that Jaded Contessa just made about being a safe space and tell people the truth, right? I can't say that enough. To me, that honesty is the best way for all of us women to empower one another and to move up in life and be the boss babes that we want to be, if you choose to do that, right?
Because that's not everybody's thing. And right? That's totally okay too. Like, we have to accept that. Some people, like I always say, like at work, and I joke about things and I'm like, I'm a backseat driver. I'm driving, I'm in control, but I'm more of like, I lead from the back. Like, and that's a, you know, one of those complicated things, but it's like, I know how to be in control and I know how to do things, but I'm never the one to want to be in the spotlight for it. And you have people who are, right? I just want to do my work and I know I'm great at it and I'm going to accomplish it, but I don't need all the extra. I don't need to be told, oh, you did a great job. Like, I don't need that. And some people do, you know? So it's like, we can all collectively.
Yeah, that's like me.
You know, like, even like that, like, we could work together and accomplish things and get things done. Like, you can have that, you know, like, do that. But I know I did my part. I just don't need that, you know?
But you have to be around women that are willing to do that. And that's the first step. Because a lot of women, ego, like, man, she got a big ego. That's a huge ego. That song ain't even about the boys no more, girls. You know, you have to have the mentality to be open-minded, and willing to participate in this woman empowerment. Because that's the thing that kills me the most is when I hear women bringing other women down.
I think it's so easy to try to bring someone down. It's much more effort to help bring someone up. To that point, like the support and it's important. Women's Day is one of my favorite holidays because I celebrate it every year, actually.
I do, yeah.
So me and my friend Vanessa for the past 4 or 5 years, maybe. Yeah, ever since I found out there was an International Anything Day, there's an International Women's Day. And when I found out, I remember the first year we were like, hey, it's Women's Day. Let's go do something to celebrate us. And what started out, again, as a joke, we spent that whole dinner just – we're like, you know what? Let's drink a beer. Let's have some – let's be in a man's world celebrating women. So we – you know, would go and drink a beer and all we would do is talk about our accomplishments. And we would, again, for the last 5 years, and it started growing to like more of my friends would start joining us on this dinner. We're like, it's a girl's dinner. And all we would do is just be supportive. I'd like, you know what? I'm proud. I got a promotion. Another friend was like, I paid off all my debt last month. All of my debt, student loan, car loan, house. Like, she's like, I paid off all my debt. Wow. Another friend was like, I left my boyfriend of 10 years and, oh, I moved out on my own, or I got a new plant, like something, anything, but to just celebrate the things that you do, no matter big or small, it gives us all that opportunity to actually take, like, relish in our own accomplishments and being around other women who want to share their accomplishments as well creates that, again, safe space and makes it a vulnerable state. I remember one of my friends, one of her big accomplishments was starting therapy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Like, this is all we're doing. So anytime that we shared our accomplishment, like, oh, I moved into a new place, we're like, wow, to women. And we would just cheers to it after every show that we would do. We're just like, to women. Wow. Look at us.
I actually
do that. We celebrate it every year, actually.
Yeah. I really love that. I feel like we should all do that shit. We should all try it out. Fuck it. Mm-hmm.
I need all of our viewers to start on Saturday, man or woman. I need you to share your accomplishments. Hashtag cheers to women.
Yes, that's a great idea. Everyone in the chat, share something that you're proud of that you've accomplished, and we'll share it with everybody. Real quick, though, Jada Contessa, she's coming through with these good comments right now. She said, we are raised to think that there are only a few limited spots, so it's a competition. Instead, make more room at the table.
I'm gonna snaps to that.
Yes,
definitely.
I could not have said that better. And she's right. We are always raised to think that everything's a fucking competition. Mm-hmm. You know, she makes more money than me. I gotta start this side hustle and do this better. You know what I mean? Like, I do this. You know, I think
people have to be, I've learned over, you know, the years, and I'm not trying to keep up with anybody. I just want to keep up with myself. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm in competition with nobody but myself. I wake up every day with the mindset, and yes, it is hard, but with the mindset of being better than I was yesterday. Like, if I took a moment to, and I don't intentionally tear people down or say negative things about people, but like, you know, shit happens, right?
Yeah.
We all have feelings. So like, you know, I'm like, God, I said that yesterday and today I'm going to do better. You know, like I'm in competition with myself. I want to be better than the person I was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that's the only competition we should be doing. Because if you're trying to level up, even if it's a small level up every day, think about what we could do collectively if everybody was focused on that instead of trying to tear somebody else down or make somebody else feel a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Things can could you just imagine be, the kind of power that we would have, because as women we are already powerful, let me tell you. But if we came together as a collective, ooh, baby.
We think the world is scary now.
I love reading the stories of women in other countries, like in the Asian countries, the 4A movement, or I'm sorry, it's like the 4B movement, where they just gave up anything men related, whether it's like marriage, procreate, like date, like it, like anything. And it made such an impact. There's another article of like women collectively decided to just not go shopping. Mm-hmm. For a single day out of the year, and it made such an impact to the economy of the country. Mm-hmm. Like, we can come together and we can mm-hmm. make changes. So imagine if we actually all did, if we communicated, if we felt safe enough, if we were vulnerable enough to express the goals and our ambitions and what we can do, we can change the damn world, guys.
We'll run the world. Now, I do have to make a quick disclaimer, because we're talking about woman empowerment and stuff. I want to be clear that real woman empowerment does not mean that we are anti-men. Okay? That's not what it means. And I feel like a lot of men take the whole women empowerment thing that way. And so I'm like, I have to throw this out there. Fellas, if you're watching, listening, whatever, women empowerment is just us women supporting one another in what we do and us being more positive with ourselves. Okay. I hate to tell y'all men this, but it has nothing to do with y'all.
Right.
It has nothing to do. It is not an anti-man anything. So let's just make that nice and clear. Oh, Michelle, she's so sweet. She said, look at y'all in a podcast. Cheers to women.
To women.
Yes, to women.
But yeah, thank you for disclosing that, because yes, a feminist does not mean anti-men. It just means that you also support that we have ambition and goals and capabilities to do just as much as a man can.
Yeah. And sometimes better.
Yeah, speaking of feminists, Shari's, I had to tell you, at work the other day, the girls' bathroom was broken, right? So we had to go to the bathroom on the other side of the building. And so I go to the other side of the building with my friend or a coworker, friend, whoever. And I go, and there's like lotion in the bathroom, there's spritz, there's all these feminine products. Like, oh, okay. I didn't know that. Our side, we were living in the ghetto. What the hell happened? I was like, you know what? This is a really good point to bring up. So I went into our CIO's office. I was like, is he available? And someone's like, no, I think he's in a meeting. Walked right past them, knocked on his door. And I'm like, hey, he's sitting at a desk, like caught off guard. And I said, are you a feminist? He is stunned. He's like, yes. Why?
Question mark.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
I'm about to lose my job.
And I'm like, I said, okay, then what do we got to do to put some pads and tampons in the ladies' bathroom? I said, I just saw that, you know, one bathroom had it. And he's like, I can assure you, I didn't, you know, we didn't buy them. I said, I know. And that's the sad part. That means women are supplying our, like our own thing. We're wasting our, not wasting, but we're spending our own money to share with other women feminine products, which should be like a basic needs. Mm-hmm. I said, we work for a healthcare. No. Can we provide some healthcare products for the feminine girls in the building? He was like, well, that's a good point. Let's go talk about it. Walk with me. And I'm like, all right, cool. Great. So I'm talking about this, and we go to the admin's office, and we're like, what do we got to do to get some pads and tampons here? Because the little machine that's in the bathroom, either always broken, like open, broken, and, or just not stocked. Do you know how many times I've walked up and down these aisles to our other coworkers like a peasant asking for pads and tampons? Mm-hmm. I'm like, spare tampon, please. Do we not have that in the bathroom?
Yeah, I've had to leave work to go buy some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Michelle is always kind of coming in clutch, because she always has a stock in her never-ending bag.
Like, do you have extra? I'm like, yeah, hold on. Let me look at my handy dandy bag. Y'all, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the girls who just are prepared for anything and everything. Y'all who have those bags and totes and duffel bags, because I know y'all got anything and everything. Thank you.
I used to keep a box of tampons in my file cabinet, but I just haven't replaced it after I ran out.
Well, good thing is that that same day that I asked our CIO about adding feminine products to the bathroom, he's like, oh, turns out we can buy it and it's in our office supply budget. We can do it. So they went ahead and ordered some pads and tampons and stuff for the women's bathroom at our work.
Yeah, like, look at you.
I knew you were a feminist. Cheers.
Good job. Women supporting women. Yes.
And we were trying to have a whole conversation. He was like, I'm just still stuck on the first question. I was like, about the pads and tampons? He's like, no, about you asking me if I was a feminist. I'm like, good thing you are now. I love you, bye.
Real quick, Tanisha 415 said, I work with 90% men and we have to use porta potties. Oh my God.
That's rough.
I won't complain about
that. I would just demand one porta potty as the women's. I would make it my own. I would put a little air freshener in it. Put a little whatever. Put a little candle in there. I don't know. Even a porta potty, I'll make it my home. I don't care.
She's got her own little pad and tampon stash in there. Yeah.
Sometimes women
who work in industries like that, like, prime example of women banding together, right? Come together and make changes. Mm-hmm. Because certain industries are male dominated, but break those barriers. And she's doing it because she's in the industry, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But now what's the next step? What's the next step to changing that? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's about that. Like, just get together with people and stand on business.
Yeah.
Look what they think.
Yes.
It's not enough to just sit at the table. Sometimes demand the plate.
Yeah.
There you go.
Make them serve us the meal.
Mm. Thank you. Get him pregnant. There you go.
Real quick, just to end it on a more, I won't say positive, but a more joyful note. What are some of your biggest pet peeves about being a woman, though?
Being told to smile.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start telling all the guys that. Hey.
Oh, I do. And they hate it.
Me, baby. No, I'm just kidding.
They hate it. I'm like, you're too cute.
I want to see a grill.
You're too handsome to frown. Smile, fuckers.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I hate that line. Oh, you just triggered me.
That's real. Yeah. I think that is.
I used to hear that shit all the time. You're too pretty to not be smooth.
Mm-hmm. Being cat called for me. I want to cat call them now. I want to cat call them.
Oh, Michelle's got a list going over here on her pet peeves. Hormones, cramps.
Cramps. Oh my God.
Periods in general. The whole thing.
In no way it's not fair that my body has to betray me all because it didn't get what it wanted.
Yep. Well, having a uterus is hard.
Ooh, Michelle said that the comment that you get, you would look great with makeup on.
Don't tell me no shit like that.
See, now you're being triggered.
Don't ever.
That's I will what cry. I'm saying, though.
I don't have any makeup on today, guys.
Good for you. You look beautiful, Bianca.
I'm fresh out the shower. My hair is finally drying. I barely made it on time to the podcast. Thank y'all, viewers, but y'all almost lost the host. She was going to be late.
She almost lost two. I didn't have no internet.
We were just struggling today.
Struggle.
I was, guys, but behind the scenes, backstage, before we go live, the get ready phase is real. I'm over here like trying to slurp down some chicken noodle soup because that's all I had time for. Like,
we do this for you guys. We do this for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Other pet peeves.
Having to be what society thinks a woman is.
Mm.
That.
That's what brings my exhaustion.
Yeah, because it's you know, it's just that. Like you're in certain situations or certain men just feel like, oh, yeah, like you work because we need the income, but you still gotta take care of the house. Like, wait, what? No. Mm, from half these bills, we half in these chores. Get the fuck out of here. Like no.
Yeah. That part. And in a lot of households, the woman is the breadwinner.
Yes.
In a lot of households now, because statistically, a lot of women are making more money than men now.
And there's nothing wrong. And I think that. I think you have women who make that such a negative thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-mm. It is okay for men to be at home taking care of the household.
The children.
There's nothing wrong with that, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to stop making that such a negative thing. Mm-hmm. And it's men do it to each other. Like, oh, you're home with the kids, you ball, you know, like all that bullshit. But I feel like women use that a lot and throw it in a man's face. Well, I make more money than you. Like, don't do that. Don't knock a man. Like, we all know men's egos are a whole thing, right? Like,
fragile.
Very. Yeah, they are. So don't knock him. If he's doing it, please don't. Because you get a lot of men who won't.
Mm-hmm. Even step and I can tell you, being a full-time stay-at-home parent is not easy.
It is a job.
That is harder than any job I have ever had.
But also make sure that y'all are doing the job at home. Because some people, there's a stay-at-home dad, and then there's just an unemployed husband.
Oh, yes. There's a big difference.
Big difference. So please know that there is the difference. No.
First of all, being a stay-at-home parent, that is a beast.
If you're going to have your woman be the breadwinner, and good for her, empower her, great. Do your part, too, to make it easy for her to be the breadwinner.
Real quick, Jada Contessa said, not being listened to or believed at times. Mm. I will tell you, so I have a coworker. He actually is the one that brought me into the job that I have now. So we've worked together previously as well. And we used to always joke at our previous job that, you know, he was the one that would mansplain, that would he-pee is what I like to call it. So say the exact same shit we just said as women, but now all of a sudden be heard. And so when he left, I was like, who the fuck's gonna he-peat me now? Like, he was my ride or die. I'm like, hey bro, they're not listening to me, I need you to he-peat real quick. Like, and it worked, but that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Jada Contessa also said being dismissed rather than taken seriously.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
He peed me? But that's kind of annoying too, that actually works.
Right.
That it works. and unfortunately, it works even when we have female leadership.
Again, it's the traditional. Because the
intimidation is real.
Mm. So let's do better, women.
Women listening to women.
Yes, please, please. Especially now. With that said, though, we are at the top of the hour.
No.
Any shout outs or anything before we go, ladies?
To all the women.
Women who independent.
Yes, to all the women. Women who just do it. And whatever it is,
it.
To women who do it.
Women loving women.
And don't forget, guys, Saturday is International Women's Day. So I do want to see everyone posting what they're proud of, who they're proud of. Shout out anybody, everything, whatever you can think of, and share it with us. We'll share it on our page.
I was going to say, what was the hashtag you said? Cheers to women.
Hashtag cheers to women.
Everybody on Saturday should post something. Hashtag cheers to women and tag It's No Secret Podcast, and we will share it to our stories. Let's do it.
Yes. And speaking of supporting women, y'all should go subscribe to our YouTube. You get all your friends to do so too, because we women support each other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bianca, how can they find us?
If you have not already, you can like, subscribe, and follow us on our social media. That's our YouTube, our Instagram, and our Facebook pages at It's No Secret Podcast, and our TikTok account at It's No Secret Podcast Live. And if you can't join us for our live streams every Wednesday, then you can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Sunday.
Ooh, real quick, shout out to Michelle's mommy. It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh, shout out.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
And you guys remember, women supporting women, it's no secret.
Bye. Bye. Bye.